Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And good morning, everybody. So it's, boy, what an interesting day going on out there, huh? You gotta love the continuing controversy over the governor's wife. Governor Tina Kotek is married to her lesbian lover. Her assistant is the subject. Now, the wife's assistant gets paid $143,000 a year, is the subject of an ethics complaint. Talk a little bit about that today. Kotek's wife says she's in recovery from alcoholism and lives with mental illness. You feel sorry for her now? Is that meant to, you know, make her more acceptable to you? What do you think? The Oregon Health Authority, by the way, with your tax dollars, has launched a new website, Abortion Access in Oregon. And Oregon Right to Life objects. And they should. In fact, if Oregon Right to Life were smart, they would start using some of that money that they raise to really impact the next generation, because it's the next generation that's going to decide, folks, so much of the abortion pro-life issue. Anyway, it is great that Oregon Right to Life is objecting to that. Do you think that's the right thing? Should the state of Oregon launch a website? Abortion Access in Oregon. If they do that, shouldn't they launch a website that offers up pregnancy counseling centers? You know, that show a pregnant woman a sonogram of the baby alive in her womb? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, we're going to continue today and in just a few minutes with the continued interview that we had to cut short yesterday with Jonathan Castro Monroy, who was the guy who organized the Union Hispana event that we broadcasted live from Saturday over at the East Salem Community Center. Now, the reason that we're going to do this is because these interviews are critical to the future of everything happening in Oregon, but certainly us in the Mid-Valley. Because the Hispanic community, along with the Slavic community, along with the Asian community, they typically don't vote. They're not active politically. If they were, the entire makeup, and this is what we're going to explore in these interviews, entire makeup of not just the Oregon legislature, but the Salem City Council, Marion County Commission would probably be the same, but it would be stronger. School board, Salem Kaiser School District. There's lots of news out there about them, but the Hispanics being involved in politically is an opportunity, friends. Every church, every synagogue, and I don't care whether you're Catholic or you're evangelical, I don't care whether you're Jewish. In fact, I don't care whether you're Hindu, Sikh, or Muslim. They actually share more of our values when it comes to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, generally speaking, than the godless people that run the Oregon legislature. Oh, yeah, they have prayers. They're perfunctory before the beginning of every legislative session in the House and the Senate. They're meaningless, folks. Hardly anybody listens to them. And very few of the people that are making policies in the legislative body, and it seems maybe in the city council, maybe in the school board, have any real faith in God and are trying to live it in their interactions with you and I, as citizens of the United States of America. We have a huge battle to fight, and we're not going to give it up. We're not going to stop. We're going to stand firm for the cause, liberty, all of it. Dennis Linthicum has a new newsletter out. I'll share with you a few thoughts from that as we go forward today, but folks, the opportunity before us is profound. It is there for the taking. To reach out to groups like Hispanics and others, specifically in the cause of liberty. It appeals to every human being. We'll get into all of that, but I wanted to play the remainder of this interview with Jonathan Castro Monroy, and we'll be hearing from him, and we'll be doing future events with him. So here we go.
In front of them, they disassociate themselves from anything on the left, and those who didn't have a firm hold on who they are supporting are quick to support the common sense candidates,
right,
which
right.
In this day and age is generally your more moderate conservative right. candidate.
Right. So of the Hispanic population, it just if you have hard numbers, that's great, but you probably don't. But what percentage of them that are eligible to vote are voting?
It's low. It's low all across. I mean, in the last Marin County election, I think we just barely got to about 30% of people came
wow.
out to vote.
Wow.
As it relates to the Hispanic community, I don't have any exact numbers for you, but if I were to take a guess, it's less than 15%.
So, you know, that what's interesting about that is that's kind of the same refrain that we hear from the Slavic community, the Russian
right.
and so forth, that only 17% roughly of the people that are eligible to vote are registered to vote and let alone vote. It's a very small number of the overall opportunity, and it is an opportunity. So what you hope to achieve here is more and more relationship and community building so that that word begins to spread. Are you going to do more events like this, you think, in the future?
Yes. Yeah. So the PAC is a brand new PAC. This is our first event. We plan on having a second event at the second half of the year
okay.
towards the general election.
Okay.
And then we hope to have an annual event every year thereafter with the purpose of organizing the Hispanic community to start getting involved and start having some influence in policy. But more importantly, in my opinion, where we are in the state of Oregon and in the city of Salem, getting the right people in office.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. Amanda's trying to talk, but it's not working. We're going to have to figure that out for sure. All right, so your political action committee is typically used to raise funds and to support candidates. So at what point will you make that decision about who you're going to support?
Yeah, so we are a brand new PAC. Our support will start with the mayor's race, the current mayor's race. You know, Julie Hoy is a candidate of the people. In fact, in today, we will make an ask for people to support her, take her signs and so on. While the reality is that we probably won't see the fruits of these efforts until the next election cycle, we will try to have some influence and support the candidates who desperately need it in key seats that we have in the states and in the city level.
So are you not as so much as a political action committee, although you can, but as you as an organizer within the Hispanic community, are you engaged in voter registration opportunities, drives, that kind of thing, awareness?
I am on a volunteer basis, but I mean, there's a lot of work in that space, a lot of work, and it's overwhelming. And I do think that we have to do that work to get people to vote. But it is definitely a community team-based approach. And every organization, every corner of the community has to do their part.
Sure. Well, Jonathan, this is exciting to see, and congratulations on putting together what looks like a great event with lots of speakers, and I hope that it's fruitful and does bear fruit for the future.
Yeah, it will.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Great job in doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, there you go, friends. That is a just the wrap-up of the event that we were just blessed to hang out at. We had an opportunity, and a lot of the candidates that were there, and also the county commissioners, two serving county commissioners there, Danielle Bethel, Colm Willis, two state representatives, Representative Kevin Mannix, who speaks Spanish. He we'll play his interview in the furtherance of that, because he grew up as a young man in South America in different places. And Representative Ed Deal. And then, of course, Salem City Councilor Julie Hoy. This meeting was in her ward. She, of course, as you know, is running for governor. But the interesting thing that she said, and thanks, by the way, to Sheriff Hunter. We'll also play the remainder of his interview, too, because he has to be engaged in this for so many reasons. And he is, and I'm glad that he was there, and he spent a lot of time prior to the event and after the event in talking with people. So much that is happening in the Hispanic community should not be afraid of law enforcement. Because if they are, so many crimes will go unreported. Crimes that are devastating to human beings, and that's just wrong. So I'm glad that he was there. Julie Hoy, by the way, gave us and shared with us this amazing statistic that in her ward, there's a small percentage of voters. It's like something, I think she said over 46% are Hispanic in her ward, and yet very few of them vote. This is what has to change. Because as Jonathan pointed out, they share our values, not just our family values that are religiously based, but our values for liberty, for opportunity, for optimism about the future. They share that. That's the opportunity. And Republicans have to reach out to them. Conservatives have to reach out to them at all levels. Don't you think? What do you? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick AMC Talk Line. There's more stuff out there. We'll get back into the governor's wife. Do you feel sorry for her now that she's battling alcoholism and mental illness? Wasn't that what that was meant to do? 620.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Friends, we are back. It is a pleasure to be with you. By the way, did you just hear that great commercial for Freedom Heating and Air? You know, this is one of the reasons that we love those guys is because they care. They care enough to just really take care of you as a customer. I mean, if you go to their website, right now they're offering the free second opinion, which is not a bad idea. I mean, you know, you do that with your doctor, right? Especially if it's something that is seriously wrong, potentially in your body or your health or someone that you love. You go get a second opinion, and you should. Because not every doctor agrees on everything. And the same thing is true with HVAC. If you're heating and cooling, which keeps your home or your business comfortable for you as a family and for your customers. So get that second opinion. Do you really have to replace your equipment? Can it be upgraded? Maybe there's just something wrong with it that needs to be fixed. Don't feel pressured to replace your furnace, your air conditioner, or your heat pump. Call Freedom Heating and Air and get that second opinion. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll talk to Art.
Good morning, Jeff.
Brother.
God bless you. God bless you and all the hard work you're doing, man. We gotta get control of our state. There is no doubt about it. And by the way, about Freedom Heating and Air, there's an old terminology, buyer beware, because there are a lot of unreputable people out there selling goods and services that'll screw you, but to the max. And so you got to go with reputable companies. No doubt about it. Now, on to what I wanted to talk about. The Hispanic community. One of the most important things in order to get the Hispanic community voting and working with us is understanding who they are. Because Hispanics are a lot different. They have a fear of government because just look at Mexico, okay? And government, oh man, down in Mexico, you just know what I'm talking about, Jeff.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a trust factor in the Hispanic community, and once you gain their trust, they will be loyal and hardworking. There is no dang doubt about it. And this seminar was a good first step, Jeff. And building the trust obviously is going to get them more involved. And that's just the plain facts of the matter, because their principles and everything else are a lot different than some people. Not me. I'm a hard worker. I believe in God. I mean, the Hispanic community is very religious, mostly Catholic, but, you know, they're religious and all those kind of things. And once you understand the Hispanic community, which is our target market here, and you build the trust, they will work harder than heck in working to make things better for them and better for all of us, because we have the same issues and principles that I'm talking about the Republican Party, which is
right,
more than the dang cotton-picking Democrats. You and I both know that, because the Democrats use, hey, if you vote for us and work with us, you'll get lots of free things. And that's where we're sitting on that. So I'm excited. Of course, I'm going to be working on our goal there to get the Hispanic community involved, voting more, and all that, those kind of things. And the plus on that is that the Hispanic community is going to be better, and all communities in Oregon are going to be better because our principles are very similar.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is the opportunity of everybody in this audience. And Art, thanks for pointing that out. I'll let you go. This is the opportunity, friends, ahead of us, and it really is about us. It's not just the sheriff reaching out, and it's not just elected politicians or candidates going to events like which we held. And after we come back from the bottom of the hour, we'll play another one with Julie Hoy, another segment from that event this last Saturday. It's not just that. It's up to us. I would bet that every one of you listening right now has at least a relationship to some extent with someone in the Hispanic community. I do. Actually, several people. This is your opportunity to talk to them about political issues and how we share those values, and we do. We have to do this one person at a time. That's why friends, you want to talk about a profound opportunity. It is, there are lots of Hispanic people in America that are eligible to vote and just don't. There's lots of Russians, Slavics, Eastern Europeans, Asians who are eligible to vote and they don't, because they don't trust government with good reason. This is your opportunity to reach out to them, develop that relationship with them that Jonathan talked about, and move them to that place. Literally give them a voter registration card and urge them to vote and register for those same, with a party that has the same values as they do. It's back in a moment, 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, we are back, friends. It is an honor to be with you today, and I do mean that. It is an honor to be with you behind this microphone on KSLM and this radio show, Political Coffee, every day, Monday through Friday. This is more than just a radio show to me. And you folks, I want you to truly understand this. This is why we do the political clutches, because I believe that in the medium of radio, in us coming together and it, you know, and just a networking opportunity and the opportunity to talk with each other and to hear from great speakers and learn things at the coffee clutches. By the way, thanks to Fred Finster. You're responsible for that. I appreciate you showing up and making the suggestion a long time ago. We've been doing this a while. I believe in activism radio. I really do. I believe you should be active. You know, Lars doesn't push it so much. Rush used to, Rush was enormously powerful. But the amount of, something like 24 million people a week tuned into Rush Limbaugh's show. You could have a massive impact. Our audience is smaller, of course. It doesn't mean that you can't have the same impact. So when I tell you that I am honored to have you in the audience, to just take a little bit of your time to listen, however you listen to us, whether it's on the podcast or you listen to it live, it doesn't matter. I am deeply grateful for that. Because what you think about these things matters. And my hope is that you move beyond thinking and you get active. You do something with your beliefs. And that something is having the opportunity to influence the thinking of other people, to bless other people's lives, to help them understand they really can change their world one person at a time. History is full of this. Just think of, we decided a presidential election. Remember that? Bush versus Gore? literally in 2000, by 500 and some hanging Chad votes in Florida. You don't think every vote counts? It does. Every vote in Oregon in every precinct, and Freddie, hang on, I'll get to you in a second, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talkman. Every vote in these precincts is precious. In 2010, we won several heavily Democrat districts. Republicans won in them by a few hundred votes. This is the opportunity. Now, yes, how the votes get counted is a whole other matter. But we wouldn't even be on the playing field if we, you and I, didn't reach out to people that we need to reach out to. That's why I urge you to be active, to be persuasive, have persuadable conversations with persuadable people in your world. And if you know Hispanics, this is your opportunity. If you know Slavics, Eastern Europeans, this is your opportunity. If you know Asians, Sikhs, we have a big Sikh community. There's a Sikh temple here. They generally share our family values in a way that the Marxists don't, who are ramming their leftist Marxist agenda down our kids' throat in the Salem-Keizer School District. We're trying to ram it down in the Salem City Council. Why, we'll play the Julie Hoy interview here in just a bit. But friends, you can change your world. You can go around the major news media that lies to the report. It just lies to everybody. You can't believe a word these people say anymore. Even Fox, folks. You can believe Newsmax a little more. One America News, Real America's Voice, all of them. Believe this radio show, because I'm always going to tell you the truth. Because I want you to join me in being active and standing up for your principles and your values. We better do it every day, because if we don't, we're going to lose our constitutional republic. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll start with Freddie. Freddie, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I worked in Mexico for quite a while. The Hispanic people, this is their priorities. It's family first, then it's their religion, and then it's their job. But they've never been really involved in the politics, because they've been afraid of government. And it's just like the people in India. Those places in the world use government as a way to put a hammer down on people and to control them. You're seeing the same thing today with the insurrection in our own government, using the power of government to put people down and control what you're going to do. I've known Jonathan. Now, it's going to take him some time, but he's going to try to educate, and he will, the Hispanic people to get more involved into the political world, so they'll have some sort of influence on things going forward. But it's going to be a long road to go down before that happens. But you have to understand that these people have been depressed a long time through their own government, just exactly what the United States is trying to do today by using the FBI and everything else to put pressure on people and control what we do.
Amen, Freddie. Thank you. You're right on the money. It's going to take a while, but we have to be a part of that solution. We have to step up one at a time. Yeah, it may take several years. Okay. Is freedom worth it for the next generation, for your kids and your grandkids? Is liberty worth it? Think about it. 503-589-1220. Thanks, Freddie. Let's move to Anna. Anna, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that I have already been doing that with the Hispanic community. My flyer, my palm card, if you look at it, one side is in Spanish and one side is in English. And I also have people who are going to walk with me canvassing in Northeast Salem and Woodburn to discuss and to just present who I am to that community on an individual level, door to door. Also, last Monday, I just went to Woodburn City Council and introduced myself to the council to just to make that let them know that there's another option in the county clerk's position. So I am moving in that direction because I see that that's where we need to go.
You're right, it is where we need to go. Anna, you're breaking up and sounding warbly, but thank you, and you're smart to do that. And I appreciate you as a candidate for public office taking this seriously. Friends, this is a powerful opportunity. Somebody else who takes it seriously is Julie Hoy. We're going to play her interview right now.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Jeff Krupp and my co-host, Amanda Smith, here at the Union Hispana event here in the East Salem Community Center. What a great turnout. Joining us is Salem City Councilwoman Julie Hoy, who's running for mayor. Isn't this an awesome turnout?
Really incredible. I'm so moved. It's been fabulous. Yeah.
I heard you were singing, but I was doing another interview, so what were you singing?
Oh, I was singing a song that I wrote years ago that was impressed upon my heart this morning to share with the folks, and I felt it right up to go time, so I went ahead and sang.
Good for you. Good
it's called
you.
Spirit Be With Us. Bring healing for the soul. Reveal to us the God who loves and longs to see us whole. Spirit, please teach us that we might understand some measure of your love, your everlasting love. Bring to us the love that heals the soul.
Amen. That's good. So you, at the end of your comments, you told a story about getting a call from a Salem police officer about a woman with children living in a fifth wheel in a parking lot with no truck, couldn't move it, and it needed to go somewhere.
Yeah.
What was the ultimate outcome of that, and how were you able to help?
The ultimate outcome was a flat-out miracle.
Bless God, it's good to hear miracles are happening. Yeah.
They are. You know, the officer reached to me because he was at the end of his rope and unable to come up with a solution for the situation. And I said, give me a minute to pray. So I prayed.
Good.
I had stepped out of a meeting. I prayed. I made one phone call, no answer. Second phone call, no answer. Third phone call, no answer. Then I texted my third phone call, which was Commissioner Bethel. And I just said something simple. I said, bat signal, please help. She left her meeting, called me, and said, I have 2 minutes. What's going on? And I told her about the situation. And before 10 o'clock, the situation was resolved. The woman had a place to go with her trailer and a nonprofit in town willing to pay for the transport. And it all happened. And now the woman and her children will be settled in an apartment, probably within a week. And the kids will still keep going to school where they go to school. And it's going to be
so there were resources available to make this happen.
Yes, sir.
But she didn't know about it.
Nope, she did not. And, you know, I just feel like there's so much more we can do about intercommunications between entities, you know, where we don't even waste a whole lot of time wondering.
We'll come back and play the rest of that on the other side. This is important. You can make it.
Come on and sing my song all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Oh, Freddie, you're way too funny. Get this. Democrats are requesting $50 million of your money for their Democratic Convention security. And this person says, I suggest we send a couple of gun-free zone signs and call it good. How true. How very true. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. And by the way, Super Dave said Freedom Heating and Air came out and put in his new system in one day. Good job. somebody else who does a good job, a great job in standing for your liberty, is freedom. It is MyPillow, friends. Mike Lindell, MyPillow. I have been receiving their products because I bought, you know, a whole bunch of stuff for my new home, all kinds of stuff, lots of towels. I haven't got the towels yet. I will. I've bought them previously. I absolutely love them, and you will too. You will. And complete six-piece towel sets for $25, towels that actually really work. Yeah, no kidding. And you get free shipping on orders over $75. So, you know, I spent several hundred dollars for bedding, for towels, for pillows, all kinds of stuff, dish towels, all of that for my new home. And you know what? All of it is coming free shipping. So to get these deals and to get the free shipping on orders over $75, just use the promo code PC23. That's unique to the show. PC stands for political coffee. PC23. MyPillow.com. Stand for your liberty. Help Mike Lindell win and fight for your liberty and in Oregon, all across the country. Doug writes an email, majority rule of minorities and the police state society. Just as all monopolies are established by government, both Republicans and Democrats advocate for a government-ruled, centrally planned, monopolized society. Should Americans or humans acquiesce, give up their rights to make all-powerful government happy? There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power government has is to make more laws and more wards of the state. Crack down on those criminals the legislators create. By the everlasting numbers of laws that enslave us, we must abandon protectionism pandering to minorities. All government welfare state constructs need to be abandoned, or else the Borg enslaves everybody to everybody. The majority eventually votes away happiness and the pursuit of it. The smallest minority in the world is the individual. The legislature pretends to protect minorities, but if Americans go on believing that government has the means and wherewithal to protect everyone from cradle to grave, then we get the dictatorship we deserve, and America becomes the home of the fee and the slave. You know, I can't disagree with what Doug wrote there, with the exception of we are not pandering to minorities. We are joining with them to persuade them that it is worthy to fight the same fight for liberty and to be free of the government tyranny, Doug, that you so appropriately describe in your email. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Corby wrote an email. Thank you, Biden and friends. It's about General Michael Flynn calling this barge or the ship disaster in Baltimore a black swan event. This wasn't a barge, folks. This is an absolute seagoing container ship. It lost power. Was that done by design? Was that the black swan of it? I mean, the impact of this thing through the Baltimore Harbor is huge. Apparently, it's going to increase the price of automobiles. Anyway, let's go back to finish up this interview with Julie Hoy. Let's play that right now.
Or considering the fact that we can't personally do anything, we immediately reach out right to try to find that right piece of network to make things happen.
So in this group here, a lot of folks that believe in faith, mm-hmm, certainly families love children here. And this is a grandma's event in addition to a mom's event, right? That's really
I'm
neat.
I'm one too.
You are. So in the time that you've been chatting with people here prior to the event, what were you hearing from people?
Oh, just the importance of this kind of a moment where folks come together, you know, to discuss their freedom and government and the community and along with their faith. I mean, that's a sweet spot for me because my faith means so much to me.
Joining us also here are a couple of folks, Celine Coleman, who's running for city council.
Ward 1, yep.
And in Ward 5 is
Michael Hoselton.
Michael Hoselton, yep. Yeah.
Yep. So, it's nice to see I'm seeing them everywhere. It's so nice to see them
showing
up.
They're showing up at our political coffee clutch meetings regularly. And
they genuinely care about what's happening here.
Yeah, they do. And we're... I think we're blessed to have them in the community and want to serve. So they need to win.
Yeah.
And then they need, in this community, which hasn't been particularly engaged politically, needs to get engaged.
Yes. This ward out here, this is my ward, Ward 6.
Right.
There's about 22,000 people in this ward. That's the case for all 8 wards in Salem. But our ward is the highest density population ward with the most amount of people in the least amount of space.
Wow.
48% Hispanic. And out of the 22,000 people in our ward, less than 2,000 vote. Less than 2,000. So,
and that's everybody. So how many of that 2,000 are Hispanic?
Right.
It's got to be a small number.
Yeah, I would think so. Interesting to point out, the current mayor of Salem was counselor in this ward for 5 years before I came into the position. 5 years makes me wonder what hasn't been done in terms of engagement and education and disarming, disarming government. We are not here to harm you. We are here to work together and to, like I said, just engage them and teach about the process. You know, when does election happen? What does it mean? We need to work on our, that my voter's pamphlet statement running for city council might have been the only or the first to appear in both English and Spanish in the pamphlet.
Wow.
I walked in with both, right? And I said to the county clerk's office, my ward's like 48% Hispanic. Can I just put something, the last paragraph even, in Spanish? And they ran around a little bit, and they agreed to it and made it happen. But I think that's a big deal. We have to be considerate of who's living here and what our communication styles are and how we can understand each other better.
So. As mayor, in 1 minute, describe how you want to increase the communication with this particular community.
Well, it starts with events like this. That kind of spark, that conversation that will go out. How many people are here? I don't know, maybe 100 or so. They go out and then they spread that word.
Right.
And then maybe come up with their own meeting that they want to have happen in their neighborhood or in their home. And then it'll grow exponentially over time. That's my hope. I thank God for Jonathan Castro Monroy and his group that have created this opportunity. Not only...
Hey, thanks, friends, and thank you, Amanda, for playing that. And thank you, Anna, for making me aware of that the Let My People Go movie is available on Rumble. Let My People Go on Rumble. You can watch the whole thing. See you tomorrow, friends. Bye.